Schools will not reopen until at least next fall. We'll hear from some local students who give e-learning mixed reviews.
Who wouldn't like learning in their pajamas? I love learning in my pajamas.
That's seventh grader Haley Martin. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Monday, April 20th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with how college athletic departments are preparing for the return of sports, even though they don't know when that will be or what it will look like in a COVID-19 world. More from Eric Stock.
This is the most remarkable time that anybody in college athletics has ever had to deal with.
Illinois State University Athletics Director Larry Lyon says colleges are still awaiting word from the NCAA on what happens next. For now, nothing on campus is planned to the end of July, weeks before training camps ramp up for fall sports. Lyon says the university could lose up to $1 million in funding from the NCAA since the March Madness basketball tournament and all spring sports were canceled.
There is going to be a shortfall. Everybody's going to have to deal with a shortfall. Every school in the country is. How are we going to have to deal with that? And that's another thing that we're working through right now is that process.
Lyons assures that all of ISU's sports programs are safe, and making up that money could become harder if sports reopen in the fall without fans to buy tickets and concessions. It's one option under consideration. Lyons isn't a fan of this idea.
For the student athletes, and for the fans, the donors, the alums, the parents, everybody participates in that activity. So if that's what we're told we're going to do, then we'll have to deal with it.
Illinois Wesleyan Athletic Director Mike Wagner says he would be okay with playing without fans or just family if necessary, just so the student athletes get to play.
We're not talking, 80,000 people at a Division III, football game or soccer game or anything like that. Our numbers aren't quite as big as that anyways.
The financial model in Division III athletics is much different from Division I. There are no athletic scholarships. Athletic budgets are funded largely through tuition dollars, though Wagner says the university could lose revenue from the many community events that could be canceled over the summer. Wagner says he's worried more about the spring athletes who didn't get a chance to compete, including its defending national champion men's golf team and softball squad, which went to the College World Series 4 years in a row.
I'm heartbroken for those student athletes that didn't get the opportunity to finish out their careers.
Those in spring sports have regained that year of eligibility. Wagner says no Wesleyan student has claimed that additional year yet. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Meanwhile, two children in McLean County, both under the age of 10, have tested positive for the coronavirus. They're the two youngest people yet to contract it here. That brings the county's total up to 85 cases. Four out of five people have already recovered, two remain hospitalized, and three have died. Statewide, the number of cases now tops 30,000. There were 33 new deaths reported yesterday. Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. The coroner says preliminary results from yesterday's autopsy show Tyler Graff drowned. The missing 31-year-old from Downs was found in a private pond over the weekend. The city of Bloomington says it'll decide this week whether it needs to adjust staffing to handle the higher-than-average volume of waste collection during the pandemic. In the town of Normal, three police officers have asked a judge to dismiss a lawsuit filed by a widow who alleges a cop stole $12,000 in cash from her home after her husband died. That cop, Brian Williams, still faces pending criminal charges. See more on these stories, WGLT.org. It turns out the kids do miss school. Well, most of them do. The coronavirus has forced Bloomington Normal grade school and middle school students and teachers to interact in online classrooms. John Norton asked three of them to grade the online experience and tell us how the pandemic has changed their lives.
Haley Martin is a seventh grader at Thomas Metcalf School in Normal. She says learning online lets her study at her own pace.
Because the teachers provide all kinds of websites and games to explore, and who wouldn't like learning in their pajamas? I love learning in my pajamas.
Martin says she feels grateful for the structure that even virtual learning brings, though she does miss being in the building with friends and other students.
I had a bond with all my, like, friends, and we would always, like, bring each other's attitude up and be positive, so I do miss them, but, like, I can FaceTime them.
Across town from Metcalf School is Washington Elementary in Bloomington, a building more than a century old. Presidential candidate Adlai Stevenson II went there as a kid. So did fifth grader Dow Marshak Valentin, at least until the pandemic. Valentin says he misses being in the storied building at State and Washington Streets.
It's better than the video call because I can see the teachers or my friends better, and I can talk to them better.
Both Unit 5 and District 87 schools had spring break about the time the pandemic came down. Valentin said some teachers were especially good about keeping students engaged, even at the start of the closure, when everyone was trying to figure out how this was supposed to work.
Every day at 9:35 to 9:50, we all connect to the Zoom meeting. We do something fun, maybe. We also hang out and talk to each other about stuff. We've recently been doing Kahoot games.
I don't really miss the school thing. I miss, like, the people there.
Nia Campbell is a sixth grader at Bloomington Junior High and says she's frustrated at having to stay in the house most of the day.
I miss my friends, and I miss, like, one of my teachers.
Campbell says at first staying at home felt like a vacation or snow day. Unlike Dow, Campbell says she wasn't connecting with other students through the teachers. She says she misses them, but she's adjusted.
Like, I'll call them or I'll text them.
Some kids are doing FaceTime or doing Zoom or things like that.
Yeah, FaceTime.
Some students say they're surprised to think they're learning just as much online as in the classroom. Metcalf 7th grader Haley Martin is one of those. But Martin says not having teachers to turn to immediately can be a challenge. Nia Campbell says she feels she's learning less through distance learning. So does Dow Valentin.
Some classmates don't do the assignments, but if we were in school, then they would be forced to do the assignments.
The pandemic has unsettled many adults, but none of the students we talked with said they were alarmed. Nia Campbell said she and her friends don't talk a lot about it, but it did become real to her once it arrived in Bloomington. Haley Martin concedes the damage the virus has done can be unsettling.
But I know that, like, since we're staying inside, we most likely won't get it. And if we just keep washing our hands and following all the protocol, then we'll do fine.
Dow Valentin says he hasn't really talked about the coronavirus with friends, just with family.
It is pretty scary that, like, people can die. Like, maybe one of my grandfather might. It is kind of scary.
Valentin says he's mostly rolling with it. He says he was mostly an indoor kid, but has found that he enjoys playing outside now that he has a lot more time not being in the school building all day. Valentin says he's also sad to be missing the final grade school talent show and orchestra before school, as well as patrol. If school opens in the fall, he'll be going on to Bloomington Junior High.
It does make me feel pretty sad that the 1 year we're not coming back to this school, that this all needs to happen.
Dow says the only surprise to extended online learning for him is that just one of his teachers regularly uses video conferencing. Haley Martin says the length of the school day is a surprise to her.
I thought it was going to take much longer to learn, but actually through what they give you, it doesn't take a lot of time to study it and practice it.
Martin says she also believes elements of e-learning are a viable replacement to in-school work. She says what she is learning is the same, it's just taught differently. I'm John Norton.
Before we let you go, the Bloomington City Council meets tonight at 6. They'll discuss a proposal to offer direct aid to Bloomington residents and get an update on how the pandemic is impacting the city's budget. The Normal Town Council is also meeting tonight at 7. It's a light agenda there, including changes to the town's agreement with Midwest Fiber for those drop-off recycling sites. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Contribute at WGLT.org.